KFYO, it's 8:09 with Tom and Laura. Joining us on the phone, Matt Vega with Intercon Insurance. Matt, where's Intercon based out of, anyway?
I'm based out of Dallas. We've moved around quite a few times the last few years. We were based in Addison for about 8 years. Now we're up in the Plano-Frisco area.
Okay.
Right across the street from the new Toyota headquarters that's going to go in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. I understand that you ran into a few weather issues yesterday.
Oh, man, it was horrible yesterday morning. I woke up and I was like, it's just raining. My flight will probably be delayed an hour. I get to the airport and there's a massive ground stoppage. So all my friends that travel as much as I do, they all didn't get in town until like 11 o'clock last night. Apparently, my plane was stuck in Abilene for some reason. There were seven flights on the tarmac there just waiting to come in. So.
Wow.
Sorry I couldn't be there live in the studio, but we'll make it work this way, I guess.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to be talking about, the implications and where we sit with insurance, health care, the Affordable Health Care Act, with all of the changes and everything else is going on, where are we actually at right now?
Okay. Right now we're in a holding pattern because the new plans will start coming out real soon here. We're starting to get numbers in here at the end of this month and beginning of next month about what pricing and what availability we're going to have next year. But the biggest problem we have right now is that people don't really understand how to obtain insurance, where they can go and get it. Can I buy this now? Do I have to wait till later? That kind of thing. And then just the big most problems that we have, people don't understand what they're buying and how was it different from before. So with the new pricing coming out, we're expecting rates to go up a little bit more. We don't know how bad it's going to be yet. It might be only 5%, might be 10%, but Blue Cross Blue Shield in Texas is actually just kind of lowballed their numbers for this first year to get everybody to sign up. So if we kind of look at the industry as a whole, pricing really did not go up that much from last year to this year. The problem was is your plan probably wasn't compatible with the law to begin with. If you had a small business plan, a group plan, or you're on a large business plan, you probably didn't see much pricing change. In particular, if you're an individual, you saw a massive rate change just because now we have to have maternity fees in there. We have to have mental illness. If you have children, now you're going to have vision and dental put in there. So that's what raised your rates to begin with. So it's not like the pricing went up. It's that your plan got better.
Okay.
And that's a big misconception there, is your plan actually got better. So Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, whatever you're thinking it's called, it did get better. It's just the pricing didn't necessarily reflect that. It makes it seem like it's worse.
All right, let me throw something at you.
Yeah.
Let me just share my reality with you. Okay, I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I am on a group plan, Aetna, and my coverages went down, but my copays, and I have medical, dental, and vision. And my coverages went down, but my copays for a 90-day supply of my medicines went up by about $65.
Okay. So that's kind of that'll be a case-by-case scenario that we look at. And drugs are always going to be that hard one, and that's the only place that the law really didn't dictate what the insurance carriers have to do. Now, your copays do count towards your max out-of-pocket now, if you actually are on a true Affordable Care Act compliant plan. But they can play with the formulary now. So at pre-ACA or the Affordable Care Act, most plans had a three-tiered system, like $10, $30, $60. You had to pay one of those three. Now a lot of the plans have a five-tier system, and that last tier may be a percentage instead of an actual flat copay. So if your drug was costing $200, $300, you may be paying either all of it or 50% of it up through a max out-of-pocket limit. And your max out-of-pocket limits now may be $1,000, $3,000, $6,000. They're really only set up in four tiers. So it may feel like your coverage got worse on that end, but when you max out your limit for the year, you actually will not be paying anymore for those drugs. You'll be totally maxed out. As before, you'd still keep paying that same fee over and over again. So it's kind of one of those ones like, is it better or worse? It just depends on how you look at it. If you have one really large claim, well, now you're not paying for drugs.
Well, Laura, has your coverage changed at all, or your premiums changed at all?
I don't think so. Not much, if any at all.
You know, okay. I don't understand Now, I understand that it's, you know, this is America, it's capitalism at work and all that. But what are some of the real issues as far as price increases?
Okay, so the real big price problem here is that the government is telling us that we can't underwrite anymore. So it'd be kind of the same as, let's say I drive an S-Class Mercedes, and then I get in a car accident with someone who's got a 888 Kia Rio. I've got 20 DWIs and 20 traffic tickets. They can't charge me anything different than the guy that is just driving to work every day, never had a car accident, never done anything he shouldn't have, and drives a lesser expensive car. We have the same exact premiums. When you do that, that means there's no accountability on any part, and we can't really...
Basically what you're telling me is there's no consequence for the action, and that's been taken out of the equation?
Exactly. So before these laws went into effect, I looked at... We do business all over the country. In a couple of states that already gone to this community rating system or a no underwriting system, so like Colorado and Oregon were the two big ones. I did a comparison of rates in downtown Dallas versus rates in downtown Denver, and we noticed a 20 to 30% rate difference. Hmm. So we should already expect that kind of rate increase to begin with, just because now we can't underwrite. The other thing that made pricing really goopy is that before we used to do a 10 to 1 or a 15 to 1 price ratio. So if a male age 20, I can charge him $100. I could charge a male or female age 64 $1,500 or $1,000 for that same exact plan. Well, I can't do that anymore. I've got to keep a 3-to-1 ratio. Well, it's not like we still charge that young male $100. We'd have to charge the older rates at $300. They moved the younger rates way up, and the older rates came down a little bit. My guess was before these laws kicked in and we saw the numbers was that the low-end number should have been about $400 a month and the high-end should have been about $1,200. And that wasn't the case. It was about $300 and $900. So the pricing was a little bit better than I thought it would be, but I think we're going to slowly see that creep up to that $400 to $1,200 spread on any kind of given plan design.
Mm.
So when I look at these numbers, I look at them from a non-biased point of view, and the numbers didn't really move a whole lot in my mind. But of course, I see these numbers all day long, and people see these numbers that they're not used to seeing them. They're going like, wait, I'm paying how much per month? And then I kind of have to think, okay, well, how do we justify this number? If you do a two-night stay in the hospital, it could be easily $60,000. So amortize that over a 5-10 year span, you're looking at a $400 or $500 a month payment.
Right.
For that one claim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why these numbers are so massive. It's not really the insurance is that expensive. It's the fact that these onesie-twosie claims that you have in your lifespan are just so massively expensive that, you know, no person can afford that.
Yeah.
You know, people live on credit to buy a Mercedes or a Lexus. You know, that's kind of what we're doing with the medical system is we're all living on credit. We're just trying to prepay it before
right.
it happens.
All right, talking with Matt Vega. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, 8:17 on Lubbock's official weather station. It's Lubbock's First News. We're talking with Matt Vega from Intercon Insurance, based out of the Dallas area. But before we get back to our conversation with Matt Vega, announcing the very first winner in the Griller Instinct contest, where you can sign up at Ferguson or Raider Red Meats. We've got $25 at Raider Red Meats for Ramon Esquivel. Ramon Esquivel, congrats. We'll give you a holler after the show and clue you in on what to do. You can come up to the station, pick up your certificates. Just make sure you bring your identification and you know what your cell phone number is. All right. Back to the phones, Matt Vega. What do you suppose is realistically, in as an industry professional, what are the causes of the rate increases by the insurance companies? Because a lot of people say, it's not the Affordable Care Act, but is it fallout from some of the execution of the policies or what?
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up in insurance just overall. My dad ran a property and casualty MGA, and I did actuary work for him for a few years. And we look at these numbers of stuff, we're looking at what claims are doing and then adding about 20 to 40% to that to make our to make a profit as an insurance industry. But the health insurance side is now capped at only making 20%. Sometimes in some cases it's less than that, it's 15% depending on the product. So if I wanted to start my own health insurance company right now, I can only add 20% as an overhead charge. The other 80% I've got to spend out in claims. And if I don't meet that requirement, I have to rebate everybody back. So I'm sure out there, most people in the last couple of years have noticed that maybe they got a small check. Texas was a was one of the few states that did see rebating happen. It wasn't really that bad. Some people got a $20 check. Some got a 10-cent check. I've seen that one that low. In Ohio, I think that was the state that had the biggest rebates. Some people got back like $700-$800 because the insurance companies were too far off. So as a cost-saving measure, yeah, the insurance companies are really capped at what they can and can't do. Where I see the big pricing problem is coming from the doctors and the consumer themselves. You know, consumers will go to the emergency room for a nosebleed when they don't need to. And we're all a victim of doing this. We all tend to go to a primary care doctor for the flu. Well, when we really should be going to a nurse practitioner who costs way less than a regular doctor to get that taken care of. So as consumers, we're overusing this system. The system's just not efficient. And in turn, our insurance rates are going up. There are people coming out with different ways of doing business. Like Humana is probably, I call them like the Hyundai of the industry. They're that car company out there, that insurance company that's kind of new. They're trying to be innovative. They used to be a horrible insurance company, and now they're ranked one of the best. They're coming out with the most innovative ideas. Like, it's not available in the panhandle. It's available in the bigger markets like Dallas and Houston, but they have a system called the white glove service, where if you've got the flu or something that's pretty minor, but you know you need to see a doctor, you can call the service up. It costs $20. It costs the insurance company only $40 to do this. And a nurse practitioner will come to your house or office or wherever you want, and they'll see, okay, you've got the flu, here's a CPAC, you're done. You don't have to spend all this time going to the doctor. A regular doctor gets paid about $100-$150 for that same exact diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then Humana is also the only carrier that has a wellness program built into their policies. And that's going to be the new wave of things to get your rates back down. It used to be before that you didn't have to prove your health. You had to prove that you were just not unhealthy. Now we got to prove that you are healthy. So the rates are all set up in an unhealthy state, and then you go back and say, no, I'm actually within my weight boundary, I exercise, I eat right, and if you can prove that to the insurance carrier through a wellness program, they'll lower your rates by 10%. But again, Humana is the only one that's got something active like that. Blue Cross had something on the horizon for a while, but then it kept getting knocked out by TDI, the Texas Department of Insurance. United Healthcare had one that was really close to getting issued, and then, of course, the laws kind of changed so fast that they couldn't get implemented in time, and so we're seeing all that kind of backlash from there.
Now, I know you were talking about, the 80-20 relative expense and profitability.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the ratios have to be maintained, but can't the overall or has the overall expense been inflated by 42 significant changes to the Affordable Health Care Act? You've got 24 that have been made unilaterally by the president, 16 by Congress, and 2 by the Supreme Court.
I don't really feel like that changed pricing for the most part, because when we look at what the doctors paid and what the hospitals are paid, that didn't move that much. What some of this regulatory stuff has done that's costing the insurance companies more money is that they're restricting when and how they can dictate their pricing. So before, an insurance carrier could change their rates on a daily to monthly basis. Now they can only change it once a year. So they're taking a total shot in the dark at what the pricing should be with these rules. And every time they change a rule, that really hurts the consumer because they don't know a decision to make.
Yeah,
so
but
I don't really see that.
Is it relative to the interpretation of the policy, though, but doesn't it also boost the administrative costs? Because, I've actually talked to, and we've had some other insurance people on the program, they're sitting there saying, we don't know what to do.
I really don't see it changing the pricing. I know administrative-wise, especially with Blue Cross of Texas, I didn't see them hire anybody new to take care of these changes, especially these last-minute changes that went through. And that's kind of a problem in itself, because they really do need to hire people to handle this kind of workload. So, for the first quarter, almost into the second quarter, if we had to make a change to an insurance policy, it may have taken 3 or 4 weeks for that change to go
right
through, because there just wasn't enough people on staff to do that. So the insurance carriers didn't even hire anybody extra to take on this new stuff. They actually fired people left and right. We saw we saw internal reps and wholesalers that have been around for years get laid off just wow. because this law went into force.
Good grief.
Hey, Matt, we're just about out of time. Thanks yeah. for joining us. Matt Vega from Intercon Insurance based out of Dallas talking
That's
about
great information.
Yeah, appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
Here, man.
Yeah, yeah. Love to be on again if you ever want me back.
Okay. You bet.
All right, thanks, man.
All right.